All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. The college football season has finally come to an end, but boy, did it go out with a bang this past Monday night as the Alabama Crimson Tide were able to knock off the Clemson Tigers, and it marked Alabama's fourth national championship under head ball coach Nick Saban. Now, make no mistake about it, all season long, Alabama and Clemson were hands down the two best teams in college football. On top of that, they treated us to a very good and competitive game as the outcome was in the balance into the waning seconds of this contest. And like I said, I mean, these are two great teams, and it's just unfortunate that only one team could take home the trophy. But you know what? That's the way that the game is played. And you're going to look back at some of the key moments of this game, and I think the interception that was thrown by Deshaun Watson in the second quarter was big, because at that point Clemson was up by the score of 14-7, and they had momentum and they were driving. But when Watson was picked off by Alabama defensive back Eddie Jackson, it changed the tenor, because Bama got the ball back and they were able to drive and score the tying touchdown, and that gave them some momentum heading into the locker room at the half as it was 14 apiece. Then you go to the fourth quarter. After the Adam Griffin field goal for Alabama tied it up at 24 apiece, Saban decided to roll the dice, and he went for a successful onside kick. He caught Clemson napping, and Alabama made them play, because just two plays later, Jacob Coker, the Alabama quarterback, found tight end O.J. Howard from 51 yards out to give Alabama the lead at 31-24. And after a Greg Hugel field goal cut it to 31-27 midway through the fourth, the kickoff return from Alabama running back Kenyon Drake for 95-yard touchdown put Alabama out in front by two scores at that point, 38-27. But I look at it, and Clemson special teams was asking for it all night, because you look at the onside kick formation in which Alabama was able to recover the football. Clemson was playing tight. They were really packed in there, to say the least. And that wasn't the first time that Clemson had done that night, and Alabama made them pay. And once you go back to the kickoff return for the touchdown by Drake, if you watch the game, Alabama had several opportunities early to bust a big play on the kickoff, because Clemson's guys were running or were not staying in their lanes. And ultimately, it finally caught up to them in the fourth quarter. But it was a business-like situation, as always, for Alabama, and that is to be expected from Nick Saban-led team, because he really preps his guys out there. He gets them ready for the moment, and they go out there not only hoping to win, but basically expecting to win, because that is what they are taught to do in Tuscaloosa. But you look at the big-time playmakers for both teams. Of course, Deshaun Watson, a quarterback for Clemson, and on the flip side for Bama, of course, quarterback Jacob Coker, and the Heisman Trophy winner and running back Derrick Henry. But Dabo Swinney, the head ball coach at Clemson, has nothing to be ashamed of, because you look at the strides that this program has made under his tenure. And I mean, this is the first time in school history that Clemson won 14 games. So obviously he, his staff, and his players have absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. It's just the fact that he went up against the best coach of this era and arguably one of the best coaches of all time in Nick Saban. I mean, this is a guy that has now won 5 national championships, if you count his one at LSU. And in those national championship games, Nick Saban is undefeated. And granted, Alabama did have to sweat it out this time, because typically when Saban gets to the title game, it's easy, smooth sailing. But you look ahead to next year for both of these teams, and I expect Alabama and Clemson to both be back in the hunt. Not necessarily saying that they're going to be in the title game next January at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida, but it's a situation. You know, Alabama is going to be in the mix in the SEC. They just have to survive the gauntlet that is the SEC West, while the Atlantic Coast Conference will not be as difficult for the Clemson Tigers, but it is still very tough to go through an entire college football campaign undefeated, because regardless if you win that national championship or not, you still have that target on your back, and Clemson can't expect it. And Alabama, you know, as far as Saban, he's been there and done that with his guys, but of course it will be a new batch of guys for both of these teams, as most of these talented players will be moving on to the National Football League, but Clemson will have Watson back next year, and he should be in the running early on to be a Heisman Trophy favorite. But I think, you know, big things are still on the horizon for Clemson, and of course, Alabama, they're one of the usual suspects in college football. But to end the 2015 college football season, both of these squads definitely treated us to a fantastic performance. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the weekend's action from the divisional round in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.